morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. The U.S. Justice Department announced this week that they are suing the state of Maine for unnecessarily segregating children with behavioral health disabilities in hospitals, residential facilities, and a state-operated juvenile detention facility in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Supreme Court's decision in Olmstead v. L.C. The department previously notified the state of its findings of civil rights violations in June of 2022. At that time, they identified steps that Maine should take to remedy the violations. Reading from the Justice Department's press release, quote, "The ADA and the Olmstead decision require state and local governments to ensure the services they provide for children with disabilities are available in the most integrated setting appropriate for each child's needs. These services can include assistance with daily activities, behavior management, and individual or family counseling. Community-based behavioral health services also include crisis services that can help prevent a child from being institutionalized during a mental health crisis. Absent these services, Maine children with disabilities enter emergency rooms, come into contact with law enforcement, and remain in institutions when they could remain with their families if Maine provided them with sufficient community-based services." The lawsuit alleges that Maine administers its system in a way that limits behavioral health services in the community. They go on to say that as a result, children from Maine often must enter in-state or even out-of-state facilities or sometimes the juvenile detention facility at Long Creek to receive behavioral health services, and that there are others at risk of entering facilities of that type as their families are struggling to keep them home despite the lack of necessary services in the community. Orland River Day, a festival with a 50-year tradition, is happening this coming weekend. There'll be a parade, hay rides, paddling, races, a king cake baking contest. The theme of the festival is Mardi Gras. Live music, food, and craft vendors. It's coming up on Saturday, September 14th, from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Naramisic Drive, which is right along the river in Orland. You can find more information on the Orland River Day Facebook page. If you'll be traveling in Bangor today, expect lane closures and delays on a section of Ohio Street from 18th to Willowbrook due to road work. The city expects them to wrap up by 5 p.m. Taking a quick look at the news in Maine 100 years ago today, on September 11, 1924, it had been raining for 36 hours with no end in sight. More than 5 inches of rain had fallen in places across the state. Newspapers in Maine and across New England were reporting major damage. From the BDN, quote, "Fields are inundated, crops covered, bridges weakened, highways flooded, and train service curtailed." The Lewiston Daily Sun reported that a reservoir in Rumsford containing 6.5 million gallons of water had burst, adding to the problem and washing away buildings and bridges downstream. That city and others were without drinking water. And the Portland Press Herald reported that 2 big booms holding logs for paper mills had washed away and was now adding to the debris and the fast-moving rivers that was battering bridges as it moved downstream. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.